Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And that's what the show is about.
That's what we're going to discuss
today. It's giving you an arsenal of things to say.
But so sometimes I just like that clean no. I tell people no sometimes, and they just kind of look at you, just same way that same people probably looked at her, and they're like, did he really just say, yeah.
But then we are in the hospitality business.
Absolutely. You know? And I get that part. And we're going to make sure your experience is...
Do you get that part?
Yes. You... No.
Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, it's Saying No Part 2. Being in the service industry... We want to make sure our guests are happy, and that usually is associated with saying yes. However, in this episode, we will explore ways in which you could say no without saying the word no. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
We did a show on saying no.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I went back and listened to it.
Okay.
We were different people back then. It was episode 6.
Oh, wow. That's a whole different universe ago.
It was 16-minute episode.
It was 16 minutes.
Yeah, 16
see
minutes.
See how much we don't like...
And it wasn't even much ammo in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was not much to learn, and that's why I wanted to revisit it.
Nice.
Actually, the genesis of the show, really, was, I think, last Thursday... I was at work, and it was the beginning of the dinner shift.
Okay.
A lot of open tables, but we had significant amount of reservations.
Gotcha.
The host, one of the hosts, were seating, you know, the guests to their table.
Yes.
It was like a 5 or 6 top. And, you know, we're standing around, I'm listening to her, and then the one guy goes, oh, man, can we sit over there? And she looked, we looked him right in the face and said, no. And walked away. And they were stymied. I was like, that was gangster.
I dig it.
She didn't have any explanation. She barely paused. She looked him straight in the face. And she's a young girl. She just said, no. And then they sat down. I thought that was so powerful.
I love it.
But I also thought that that was...
The key to the no.
She could have done better. You know?
I'm proud of her.
Now, I'm not saying she should not have. Not saying I'm not proud of her. A lot of young girls get walked all over.
Exactly. And that's why I'm proud of her. Not because she said no, but the in way she said it and how she walked away. Even though I wasn't there, I see it in my head.
And it wasn't like she said it in a way of finality.
Yes. Like, that's it.
There's nothing else to say.
We're done.
They were so... It was like...
We're done with... I'm done with
it. It was a Mike Tyson fight, bro.
Yeah.
They kind of reeled back. And then they sat down.
Yeah.
They sat down. I was like, wow.
She commanded that situation.
She really did. I never... And she's a pretty girl. I just thought that they were not expecting that. And by the time...
By the time they figured it out,
she was gone.
Gone. Got you.
And so I wanted to do a show on saying no without saying no.
What would you have said in that same situation? And let's start with that.
In that same situation, I would have accompanied it with an explanation of a short one.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we have all these, they may look empty, but we have reservations for those tables. You know, as a host, you have an arsenal.
Yes.
You know, as servers, you have an arsenal of ways to say no. And that's what the show is about.
That's what we're going to discuss
today. Giving you an arsenal of things to say.
But so sometimes I just like that clean no. I tell people no sometimes, and they just kind of look at you, just same way they, that same people probably looked at her, and they're like, did he really just say, yeah.
But then we are in the hospitality business.
Absolutely. You know? And I get that part. And we're going to make sure your experience is.
Do you get that part?
Yes.
No. Yeah, let's discuss some ways, okay? And as we go through, we're going to talk about the merits and the situations in which you would use these tactics. Yeah, you would use these. Yeah, I when I know that there's going to be some disappointment associated with it, then I feel like there's like
yeah, but some people just don't like be told no, and that's how they get disappointed. But sometimes they need to be told no.
I get what you're saying, but don't lose sight of the fact that we are in the happy business.
I understand that.
Okay.
Don't pee in their oatmeal at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. You got to. It's a fine line.
It is.
Sometimes they have to hear no, but saying no without saying it
works out better. It fits the situation.
So because
for most parts,
had they been more insistent and this and that, maybe then she.
Like you said, I don't think she gave me the opportunity to even be insistent. No. They were like, game over and game. Yeah. I got to go back to the host stand.
Yeah. I marveled. I was like, that was the cleanest KO I've seen in a while.
Like the bus.
It got ran over. Oh, wow. It was interesting. Okay. Now, the reason why a lot of people, and the reason why I'm actually proud of her, is that they don't want to say no because they don't want to disappoint people. There's a discomfort that some people associate with no. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They don't want to get into a confrontation. But it really isn't about a confrontation. It's just letting you know what you're capable of.
Absolutely.
And what works best for everyone.
Everyone.
And now you're not doing anybody a service if you're just only making these people happy at the behest of
somebody else.
The system and things like that. You know,
it all has to run smoothly.
It all has to run smoothly. Yeah. And a thing that we do is if you have walk-ins, we're right by the water, right under the bridge and this and that. We have a patio, we have a dock and all that stuff. Sure, you'd like to be outside, but if you just walk in, we have to honor our reservation. So you're going to be set inside. Yeah. And a lot of people's like, I don't want to sit outside.
You should have made a reservation.
Yeah. You just got here.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who have made reservation a week, 2 weeks in advance, and they're expecting
for
2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're just expecting for 10 minutes.
Yes.
All right. So let's discuss number one, right? It's I understand why you asked that.
Absolutely.
Right? And when you go through, I call this one the understanding. You just let them know and you reflect a little bit on what their thought patterns is, what their expectations are, what their feelings are. I understand why you ask that. I understand why this. It sounds like, and you reflect.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like X, Y, Z, and you reflect. And then you finish it up with, but I could do this.
Yes.
Right? And
you give them a secondary option.
Yes. You give them the secondary option. So that's, I think, one of the most powerful ones. And we're going to expound on them as we go along a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. Oh, it sounds like you really want to sit on the patio, but I can seat you inside. Or if you're taking a reservation, I understand that you want to make a reservation for, rooftop or whatever it is. So until I can put you, this is what I could do.
Yeah.
You know, at this time, we have this many reservations. And it gives you the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It gives you the reflection and that they feel heard. But then it gives you the empowerment of letting them know
that they can't have it. At that moment.
True. Okay. And now number two is what I call the conditional.
Okay.
Okay. It's the if.
If you move your reservation at this time,
correct.
I can accommodate you.
Correct.
If you do XYZ, you can get this.
Yes.
Now, if you're not willing to budge on your end, then I can't budge on my end.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is a good way to say no. in effect, you've said no, and you've changed the
parameter.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I will if you pay the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, if you wait 10 minutes, I'll be able to blah, 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 blah. If you're able to make it at 6:45, then...
I can get you that table.
Yes.
You want. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you really are ignoring the fact that you have to say no to the 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Or the discount. Or the mm-hmm. or the prep.
Yeah.
The prep change. Mm-hmm. You know? If you're willing to live with the
the substitution.
Yes.
No, you can't. No, I'm not telling you no. As long as you're willing to pay for it, you can have what you want. To come with, like you were saying earlier.
But do you say that though? Hmm? This is all about, you know, painting with a finer brush.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're giving them a little pillow.
Yeah.
And then you shoot them in the head. You know, this is what I'm talking about. Increasing your verbal arsenal mm-hmm. and making it easier on you, because eventually, you know, you're going to come across people who are sensitive, and you can turn them around. You want to be able to turn around. They are
very emotional.
They're like, hey, you know, I want that with no pickles. All right. If you're not offended by the pickles, we could just flick them off. You know,
are you allergic?
Yeah.
Like, tell me why. I mean, why, but at the same time, why
are we responsible for your little idiosyncrasies? You know.
Is it going to kill you?
Yeah.
If it's not, I think you're okay.
If it doesn't offend you,
it's a little...
Exactly. It's a pickle. It's on the side. Half the time it's on the side. And don't tell me you can't stare at that pickle.
5% of the time it's on the side.
Especially when it's not that the circular kind.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a spear.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely on the side.
I tell you, it's just
it might even be wrapped up in its own little wax paper, to be honest with you.
It might be.
Where you're at.
It might be. You know, it's a little pickle spare.
Yeah.
It ain't going to do nothing to you.
It ain't going to hurt you.
Yeah, come on now. I said no pickles.
People, so at my restaurant, we have a pickle and a pepperoncini and like certain things. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, I don't want the pickle and the pepper. I go, it's on the side. Don't
yes.
About it. It's not going to touch it. You can... I'm not going to go through that kind of stress to where we're worried about it. Hey. Half the time, we don't even put it on there. So,
yes. Half the time, we're going to forget. So, you
already okay.
Yo, 50-50, you about to be a happy.
Yeah. Depending on how busy my food runner is or what level of language he speaks.
Yes. Yes. Hey, listen. When I started this business many, many years ago, I had no idea that somebody cut them pickles into four. Had no clue. I thought they came already split.
They don't come already split?
Maybe now.
Okay, yeah, because mine come split. I see them come out the thing split.
Back in the day, they didn't.
Really? They were cutting full pickles?
It was a whole pickle, and you had to slice it one way.
Then slice it in half.
And then slice it the other way.
So quarters.
Yeah, lengthways. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody had to do pickles for side work, bro.
Wow.
It was on my sheet. A half a bucket of pickles. Blip, blop, beep, bloop, bloop. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
I was like, man, I thought this game, you know, manpower. Manpower. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
All right, so next one, number three. We're gonna give him the alternative.
Okay.
And without repeating the request, you just offer an alternative. We can do this. You know, hey. Can I have that with no pickles? We can put it on the side. You know, you just skirt the whole point of saying you don't even acknowledge that you're going to tell them no. You just say,
I can put it on the side for you.
Yeah. Because when you repeat their request, you're reinforcing the no in a sense, mm-hmm. right? When you say, oh, we can't do it. You know, we can't do this. We can't do that. But you just say straight dry. We can put it on the side. And half the time, it's like telling the kid, you know. You just tell them what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we can put it on the side.
Yeah.
And you just let them know. We can do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. And that's the alternative. That's what number three is, the alternative. Now, number four is one of my favorites. It's the pass it on.
Explain.
I'm not the best person to help you with this. Let me,
Let me get my manager.
Yes.
Let me get this person.
Yes.
Like a wine question. So at my job, one of my managers is a psalm, just the level one. But so let a wine question come up that I don't understand right away. Let me get my psalm. He'll be right over in a second.
Okay. Same thing, different solution, because we're talking about no.
Yeah.
Right? So in a wine situation, you're not telling them no unless you're saying, no, I don't know the answer.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so
it's not my level of expertise.
There you go. And that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. And for me, it could work for, you know, asking the chef or whatever the case may be. I'm not the best person to answer. The chef will be the one to let you know.
Oh yeah,
I will be the mouthpiece. Absolutely, I will be your advocate.
If there's an allergy or something, you don't want to be wrong. You don't want to sound like an idiot. You don't want to tell them straight up no. So you go, yeah, let me ask the chef. We do that. We've done that plenty of times.
Yes,
more times than I can count in the restaurant business.
And then you allow. Well, there's certain things that you should take care of because it's going to be more efficient for you to do so instead of running around and, you know.
Like we said, with the alternative or passing it on is, let's go back to the alternative real quick.
Okay.
Like, let's say.
Let me go back to my note.
No. It's going to be a quick one.
Okay.
So let's say they say they don't like this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want this and I want that. And you know you can't do it. So you say, hey. How about we can do this for you?
Perfect wording. We can do this.
Yes.
And I find a lot of not enough people do that.
Yeah.
You know, they let the tail wag the dog.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what we're capable of.
Exactly.
They don't know what we can and can't do. They suppose they know. You know. Oh, I see here you have saffron.
Mm-hmm.
How about you sprinkle a little?
No. We can do this. Like at breakfast, we don't substitute fruit or we don't substitute anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. But one of the main things you always have to pay for is like fruit. So I have like a little tomato thing that's marinated baby tomatoes and it comes on one of the dishes. So when they say they don't want potatoes, but they ask for the fruit, I said, well, we can give you these marinated baby tomatoes instead compared to saying, hey, no, you can't have the fruit. You know,
yes. And
now you got to pay for it. You can get a side of fruit or you can do this, and it kind of equals out and they're like, oh, that's great. And then they're good.
Yeah. And all of this is just directing them to the best help.
Absolutely. Possible. Yeah.
You know, the best solution. Number five, I call this one walk in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I give you the example of a brunch table. I think I even brought them up on a previous show. Can't remember which one. And they came, they sat down. We have a two-hour reservation. And most people don't even hit the 2 hours. And some people try to go way over. But
yeah.
It depends on...
It balances itself out.
It balances itself out. But we're not here to not give you everything that you want. But if we're busy and you have another reservation, you're kind of like, you got to really make sure that you're on pace with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I remember this one.
So I made sure that they knew, and the hosts do that too. If you choose to sit down incomplete, your time starts. Party. Yeah.
I remember this one.
Your time starts.
Yes.
So this girl showed up mad late.
Yes.
Okay. And then I gave him the, you know, hey, you know, da 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 da, wrap it up, B, type of thing. And she says, oh, well, can't we have some more time, you know, like 30 minutes more? And I said, I don't really have a clock on you, but.
You just got here.
Yeah. You know,
they've been here for an hour waiting for you.
Exactly. You know, and then she says, well, is there anybody, you know, well, can I speak to a manager and, you know, trying to do that whole thing. So I hit her with the walk in my shoes, you know, scenario.
If you're the guest and you're waiting for a reservation and you made your reservation, you're on time. Okay. Would you want to wait another hour for your table because the party in front of you was an hour late?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked her, would you like it if you showed up on time for your 1 o'clock reservation? You had to wait 40 minutes. Would you like it? She said, no. And then
we're done.
Yeah.
We're walking away just, you know, like that host in the beginning of the show.
Exactly. and so it's like, I like to say, would you like it?
Yeah.
Would you like this? And you just got boxed in.
You're done.
You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't like it. So what is it that you're asking?
Exactly.
You know,
that's almost like
now.
Saying, hey, I showed up late to my flight. My flight's gone. Why is the flight gone? Because you showed up late.
Yeah, you showed up late. Would you like to show up on time for your flight and then wait half hour for somebody else's flight and then you miss your flight,
your connecting flight?
No, you would not like that. No. You know,
I ain't having it.
That just gave me a show idea. I need to get someone on the show who's a flight attendant.
I got,
because that's a service industry, right?
I got
there.
One.
Boom.
I got somebody.
All right. And we're going to get onto number six. But before we do, let's take a quick break.
Boom.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, number six. I like to do the impact. I call this one the impact. Let them know the impact of what happens if you say yes.
Okay.
Okay. And you can't use this one a lot, or unless you're really familiar with the person or whatever the case may be. But not if you're in it's special situations.
I want to hear it.
Did you know that the last person that did this got in trouble? Did you know that the last person got fired for giving away free drinks?
Yes.
Because people want make it strong, like, yeah, they
pay for buy a double.
Yeah, we're a business, and people are looking at you to make sure that they protect you, protect the business, and they protect the business.
Yeah.
Do you know that I can go to jail for serving a minor?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it's not, you can't use it all the time, but in grave situations, mm-hmm. like somebody who's saying, "Oh, she's 21, it's okay. Oh, that's my daughter."
Yeah.
She doesn't have
ID.
So
this is my livelihood. I have a daughter at home.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay my bills?
Exactly.
If that's the case, you can have what you want, because you can start paying my bills now. Here, I'll give you the account information. put some zeros in that thing so I can keep it moving now.
Yeah.
I'll have a drink with you.
Exactly. So you really want to illustrate the impact
mm-hmm.
of it. And that's how you should use this solution to saying no. Is to you have to be intentionally impactful with mm-hmm. it. So I use it in the space of when parents want you to serve their underage kids, and oh, it's no big deal, or they do it all the time. Well, did you know? You fill them with the facts. It's not a small thing.
Yeah,
it's not a small thing to steal from your job and give it to somebody. It's not a small thing to put your job at risk.
Absolutely.
So no, without saying no.
Exactly.
Now we're getting into. Another one of my favorites, where I feel that you have to have a tone with this one, like a nice tone.
Okay.
Okay, it's the how am I supposed to do that? And it's very powerful, because this is another boxed in one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, without having to say no, you ask them to think about how are you supposed to do it. Okay. Can't you just make it strong? How am I supposed to do that? Oh, you just pour more. Okay, I pour more by
charging you more.
It's a pour. This is a pour. How am I supposed to do that? You know, it gives them feedback until you bring them to understand your side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not going over to their side because you know where you're supposed to stand.
Absolutely.
You know, you've been trained. You know the policies. You know your job very well.
It's almost like even those bars, and I don't think they exist that many anymore, but they're still around, where they actually have the airplane bottle so they can do the count.
Mm.
So imagine that same idea where this is what they give me. If I have to crack open another one, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
Like when you're on a plane, they give you an airplane bottle. How much you pour into that drink is totally up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it's a finite amount of liquid.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So if you want more, you got to get another.
Yes, that is true. I like that. So yes, how am I supposed to do that? Could be very, and that's more in a conversational, way.
Absolutely.
Of
without saying no, you know, it's more of, hey, how am I supposed to do that?
I like that. See, you see the tone?
Yeah.
You had a very nice tone. Mine was a little less, you know, tactful. And that was very playful. So yeah, you play with it. And once you have all these arrows in your quiver, you can feel confident that mm-hmm. you're able to handle any situation. And you know, whether you box them in or you box them out, or you hit him over the head.
Yep.
You get to read people mm-hmm. and be able to respond accordingly.
Absolutely.
I don't see how I'm going to be able to do that. How do I do that? Mm-hmm. And so here we go. Number eight. Do you want me to lose my job?
That's great. That's classic.
Do you want me to fail? Do you want me to get yelled at? Do you want? It's similar to the impact. Mm-hmm. But it's a different turn of phrase.
Yes, saying, "Hey, you're going to cause me pain here."
I used to say this one all the time.
Do you want me to get yelled at by the chef?
I used to tell people, "You want me to lose my job?" And it slams the door to like let them know that, hey,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm here for you up until I would do anything for them, but I won't do that. I didn't want to say love because you know, I don't love you. I love the money.
I love your money that you should be paying me.
That's right. Yeah. You want me to? Yeah. So that's another playful one as well. And number nueve.
Okay.
It's kind of the invisible no. You summarize. You know, it's very similar to the number one.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is reflect or summarize what they're requesting. The goal is for you to show them that you understand perfectly what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they are forced to reiterate what their request is. Okay? So you were not even saying no. You're just trapping them in this circular maze,
gotcha,
if you will. Okay? And you just say, oh, it sounds like you want an extra shot for free. You know, am I understanding that? Or it feels like you're upset,
yeah,
about this. It looks like you want to invent, not invent, that's kind of rude. It looks like you want a temperature between medium rare and medium. Is that what I understand?
Does that exist?
Yeah. No, and you just keep going with it sounds like, and then they have to give you the thing. You don't want to go anything more than that, you know? Does that exist? Because that's,
well, no. I'm saying that in my mind.
Yes, that's what you're saying in your mind.
That was my mind, yes, on top of your question.
Yes, you know, when you get with that ridiculous thing, it sounds like there's a temperature between medium rare and medium, because they know.
Man.
I have people say they know, and they just feel better saying it.
You know what I mean? Do I know what you mean?
I don't.
I don't.
I don't.
I don't.
When I press a button, it says medium rare or
medium
or
rare.
Exactly. Stop it.
Not medium plus.
Not medium plus. Doesn't exist.
Medium plus is medium well.
Exactly. And when I take those temperatures, I get them to say I get them to land somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
and I tell people this is how I kind of fix that same situation, especially like when you're talking about temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
I say go under because it's easier for me to take it up. Once you go over that temperature, I have to make you a whole new steak.
Yeah,
I can't bring it back down.
Yeah.
So you go under, and if it needs a little bit more, if it needs another second or two, that's easier for me than saying, hey, and you're waiting less. You're only waiting a minute or two compared to waiting for a brand new dish.
Which we're not trying to.
We're not trying to do anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cost. Not. It's not cost effective.
Listen, it's one of the reasons why I carry a flashlight.
Yes.
Okay. Specifically for when they cut into their steak, I want you. I don't want the house lights.
Yeah.
Or they might be blue.
Yeah. Because we make it sexy for a reason.
Yes. And sometimes the color of the lights will affect the.
Oh yeah.
What you think?
Because you go back in the kitchen and be like, yo, that thing's perfect.
Yes. So I shine my white light
right on
the steak,
thing.
And I tell you, if you cut in the side,
it's going to be a little bit more.
Yes. So I tell him it's going to be a little bit more to the under. If there's a bone, there's going to be a little bit under towards the bone. Yeah. Cut it right in the middle.
Yeah.
Eat from the middle out. You know what I mean?
Or just cut from the middle so you can see what you're... This is how we're gauging the temperature. From the middle.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You don't stick a thermometer on the side of a steak.
No, you do not.
Or anything. You stick it right in the middle of that meat, and that's how you take the temperature.
Yes. Is it perfect? Yes. And then I walk away.
Yep.
You know? Especially on a recook.
Absolutely.
Shine that light.
Shine that light.
Get it.
Now, let them know.
So then after you say it sounds like, feels like, it looks like, and you want to evoke empathy,
mm-hmm.
okay, to make sure that they feel like their point is you made a connection, okay? And once you make a connection, then you can make your suggestion. Like you said, may I suggest medium, and then we could bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it softens the blow. People open up once they feel that they've been listened
Absolutely.
To. So the summarize really helps it out a lot. It's like, it sounds like, and they're like, yeah, that is what I'm saying. Okay, now that I understand you perfectly, allow me to retort.
Yeah, allow me to tell you what I can do for you.
Nice, nice, nice. And number 10, if only I could.
If only. Right?
Yes, if only I could.
Gosh.
I would.
You can't just, if I could, I would, trust me. I would love to.
Yes. Because
that sounds delicious to me.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Yes.
But I'm not going to say, but I can't. But.
Yes.
Dot, 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 dot.
Dot, dot. If only I could. And I tell people, if I had it, it would be on the table.
Boom.
I'm not here to hide things from you. We don't have stuff in the back that we're not telling people about. We want to move product. We want to charge you. We want to take your money, and we want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So
just that simple.
Yes. We're not holding up that process at all.
Like, wait, you don't have baked potatoes? No, we have mashed.
You mean to tell me you don't have baked potatoes? If we had it,
it'd be there.
I'd be giving it to you.
Exactly.
I'd be telling you about it.
I'd be all about it for
I'd
you.
I'd be selling that.
I'd be selling it.
I'd be selling that
Loaded.
Stuff.
Loaded. $2.
How you want it? Yes, exactly. Extra.
Extra.
Extra, extra. How you want it? You know, because you know the potato ain't going to come with butter.
No, potato just comes with whatever. And
yeah.
And then you got to add the stuff on
it. You got to add the stuff
so
on it.
So you think we don't want to add that extra?
You don't think we want to take your money? Yes. We don't want that. We don't want that cheese going dry.
Right?
We want to move that cheese.
We want that gone.
We wish we had a baked potato under there to give you. If only I had it. Now, I'm not sure how that would work. That's number 11.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure how that would work.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that would work. I really don't know. Sorry.
That's quality. Because I remember saying it a lot of different times.
Yes.
You kind of look at him like, and in that exact tone, and you kind of look him in the face like.
You know, I think about flight attendants all the time because they got to say no the most.
The most.
Because people are extra on planes. Mm. They act like they never been nowhere.
Half of them, I don't know. You know, I'm just going to leave it be.
You know, because they're like, oh, can we sit over there?
People did you pay for that seat?
Yes. With your cheap butt.
You bought the bottom tier and you want to sit in first class. No.
Yes. Or the extra leg room. You could have had that.
You could have paid extra.
You passed it up. No one's sitting there. That's right.
You. Nobody else. Everybody else was cheap.
You ain't sitting there either.
Exactly.
So
that's my seat. Yeah,
exactly. They know how to say no. Omar taught me this one. Or not. Yeah. I like to pick up little nuggets. Me and him talk about crap all the time. And he described a manager that pretty much was talking to a guest, and the guest had a ridiculous request. And the manager laughed and said, "No one has ever asked me that." So I included that into my number 12. No one has ever asked me that. I don't even know how to respond.
I don't know how to answer that
Yes,
one.
I don't know how to answer that one. That's how ridiculous you are.
We can't really comment because it saves itself for its own answer.
You know what? I'm going to save that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that one.
That's almost as good as, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Exactly. I didn't know I couldn't do that. That's what the host did. She didn't know she couldn't say no dry, but she did anyway.
She did anyways. That's beautiful.
Beautiful. And number 13, I'm unable to do that. I'm unable to help you with that. You know, like I'm unable to do that. You're just telling them that's beyond
it's beyond my ability.
It's my beyond my ability.
I am not Superman.
Yes.
I can't look through walls.
I can't tell people to get up because you want to sit there. I'm unable to do that.
That's just not happening.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want. I don't think they're going to move, but, you know, I applaud this. I'll turn my camera on so I can watch.
And then we're going to let you go on this last one. I call the suggestion. There's another way that that would work. That's a suggestion. Mm. I see you and I raise you a suggestion. I see your request and I raise you this suggestion. There's another way that that would work. And you get them onto your side.
Yeah.
This is the way that it's going to work.
This is the way it's going to work. Yes. Oh, best for you.
So a lot of these are related. They play off of each other. But the verbiage is there for you to...
Well, these are your options.
These are your options. And
I think 15 options is pretty good.
Yes, very solid work. But most importantly, be comfortable with saying no, okay? It's not a weapon, but it's a guide to a mutual understanding.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, there's way... Like you said, there's... Well, he just gave you 15 ways to say no without saying no.
14.
And 14?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to say 15.
Okay,
15. 15 is a nice round number. but at the same time, when you have to, and when it's a very simple thing, like it says on your menu, no substitutions,
mm-hmm.
you stick by your guns. Or no, I mean, we're not telling you not to stick by your guns. There's also ways to word it to where you don't make the guests uncomfortable and, you know, and put them in a bad mood.
Yes.
I think that is the true genesis of the show we're trying to get today.
Yes, some people can respond to levity. Some mm-hmm. people have no sense of humor.
Yeah,
your job is to read the air.
Absolutely.
Okay, and if they're dry, you be dry. If you know if they're boisterous, you be boisterous. We're essentially chameleons.
Yeah,
where it doesn't land well is when we're not matched up with their personality. Yeah,
exactly.
And you're like, ooh, did not stick that landing. Let me go get the manager. Bail me out.
He's not funny. He doesn't get my comedy.
On that, we want to thank you for joining us. And we're really grateful. We are growing. Definitely, if you enjoy our show, one way that you can support us is to pass it on to a friend.
That's
Tell
right.
them that you listened to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool.
Yes.
And reach out to us. I'm active on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. People contact me all the time. They engage with my posts and mm-hmm. in such as.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to give you a little bit more of myself. And as we go along, I'm at the Modern Waiter podcast. And I do respond to people via email as well. They give me show.
You text all that stuff.
Yes.
You're very busy.
I get it.
You're very busy.
I get it. And I get show ideas.
You know, does. People give me show ideas. We were just talking about one last night,
things
actually.
Like that. Yes. And
it almost came into light today, but we decided to go with this topic instead.
Yeah, because
okay. We'll bring it to light, though.
We will bring it to light, and we give credit. We give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we didn't, it's because the person said that they really want, you know. They want
to be anonymous.
They ain't trying to get fired.
Yeah. We give the anonymous credit, too, though.
Yes, we do. We give them reference so the person listening know that, you know.
We got you.
We got you.
We got you.
And so the email is themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Is that it?
Did you IG already?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Talking about the network real quick, and we're going to slide out.
No, I meant is that it as in the right email address, themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
It better be.
Okay. Yes. Now, look out for Shift Drinks every Friday.
Yes.
We're continuing to roll. And we're continuing to reach out to our local community to find different, spots.
Yeah, and if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area and you know us or you don't know us, but you want to get to know us.
And you listen to the show, that's very important.
Absolutely. And you want to, maybe put out your local spot. And
we'll come support you.
Absolutely.
We'll come support you and do a show over there.
Sounds great.
Particularly Shift Drinks.
That's a mobile
joint.
Yeah, we do this in the studio for our people because we keep it nice and sexy in here.
There are going to be two different concepts. Shift Drinks is shorter format.
In and out.
In and out. In and out.
In and out.
It might be a little loud. You never know what kind of environment we're going to be in.
Yes.
But we're having shift drinks off of our shift.
We're having a couple cocktails. We're plugging your restaurant at the same time as telling about what we just went through. And we're here to have a good time. So make sure it's a, you know.
Yes.
A viable good time.
And we're going to be talking to
show us a good time.
And check out the other, we're a part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant podcast-related, restaurant-related podcasts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was put together by the ladies from Sidewalk Podcast. Sidewalk. We've had them on our show. They've been on our show, you know.
We go back and forth
with it. And there's Copper and Heat.
Yep.
We have the In Your Mouth podcast, the Macaroni Zone, mm-hmm. and Confessions of
Server.
Nice, my man Quaylen Harris. Hey, we'll see you next week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dana Miller. Subscribe, 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 people.
Later. Tonight, it's almost 2:45 a.m.